Kimberly Sweet is Chief Judge of the Kenaitse Tribal Court. She shared a story at the grand opening of the court Friday afternoon about a figure known to Dena'ina people as Nantina, a creature who would lurk near villages, sometimes stealing children and putting fear in the hearts and minds of the villagers. The legend of Nantina represents a different threat today, that of substance abuse.
Today, the appearance of our land has changed. Roads, malls, asphalt, and concrete. Nantina has changed, too. No longer an outcast, he is found in our homes, the places we go to for companionship, our family gatherings. His smell has become accepted, yet it remains distinct. A clear warning of danger, we are still taken in the fog, a deadly fog of clouded judgment, in which we become directionless, confused, and for many, eventually lost.
The Henu Community Wellness Court offers an alternative to the standard route through the criminal justice system for people who face legal trouble due to substance abuse. Community and wellness are two of the main pillars, and the idea is that working with people on an individual level, with input and support from the broader community, the root causes of drug use can be addressed and possibly reversed. It's a model that's not exactly new, but not exactly popular yet either. Judge Corey Wawasik is a district court judge in the state of Minnesota. She helped organize the first joint jurisdiction wellness court, which brings the tribal and state courts together, back in 2007. She says the group that worked on the plan for the wellness court in Kenai worked passionately on a shared goal.
The team came together with the common goal of combating the devastating effects of drug and alcohol abuse. But in the process, they created a shared path towards wellness and healing for all people, recognizing that addiction and hopelessness know no jurisdictional boundaries. They shared a desire to work together as equals. They recognized and celebrated the differences between the state court and the tribal court, bringing together the tools unique to each system, infusing tradition and culture and respect for the land that we all share. They saw the power of healing that flows from that knowledge, coupled with close supervision, treatment, and accountability.
The Henu Community Wellness Court began hearing cases earlier this year. The program that court participants must go through takes about a year and a half. There's room for about 20 participants at a time, and once accepted into the program, it's all-inclusive with housing, transportation, clothing, pretty much everything taken care of, so all the focus can be on recovery and successful completion. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.